This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, a fresh perspective on race from an up-and-coming rapper named Brother Ali.
First, though, a fresh potential presidential candidate for the pundits to examine. He is Fred Thompson, former Republican senator from Tennessee and current DA Arthur Branch on Law and Order. John Dickerson is one of our favorite pundits. He's the chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate. His column today is called Lazy Fred. Is Fred Thompson too lazy to get nominated? John, are you saying he's lazy because he's just letting his TV celebrity, his Arthur Branchness, do the PR work for him?
Well, kind of. This is the rap against Fred Thompson. It's been around for a while, ever since he was in the Senate. And, you know, certainly his supporters say it's unfair. But nevertheless, it's the rap against him. And when you run for president, it is grueling, brutal, and you really can't be lazy. You've got to hustle throughout the whole thing. And he's designed, to the extent he's talked about his candidacy, he's talked about using the internet and running a kind of innovative campaign, which some people think is kind of a euphemism for not having to do the work, the hard work of getting elected.
Well, he's also known for kind of, I mean, people like this kind of laid-back Southern folksy charm, right?
Yeah, that's very much a part of why Republicans love him. And there is this, when he enters the race in a month, and we should note it's kind of unfair that we're kicking him here because he hasn't really formally entered the race, but he'll enter around about July 4th. And one of the reasons, and he'll be at the top of the race immediately. And one of the reasons is because Republicans love his sort of folksy sayings and his kind of entire demeanor, which is essentially, you know, problems can be solved with a little common sense and we'll all be home, you know, in time for dinner.
Okay, we have an example of that. This is Thompson at a speech a few weeks ago in California. He's talking about his celebrity status and about how a woman recently approached him for an autograph at the airport.
As I started to say, she said, do you shoot the show out here, Dr. Phil? I'm glad you think that was funny. I kept the pen.
Okay, John, a lot of people have said this is the guy who's a lot like Ronald Reagan. Is that a fair comparison?
Well, I mean, to the extent he's an actor, yes, but it's not fair because, of course, Reagan was a two-term governor in California. And Reagan had toiled for years in the conservative circles, being sort of lampooned for a while as a crazy right-wing nut. And so conservatives thought when Reagan finally kind of came to the fore, they thought, you know, here's a guy who's really been with us for a long time. So he's not like him in that way. But they love this kind of sense that Thompson has where he's a true conservative sort of in his heart. And that's the comparison they make with Reagan. And that he has an ear for the conservative set of principles. You know, there is the folksy charm, but there's also the idea that he sort of, you know, believes in the Constitution, in federalism, and shares a lot of their policy views.
Okay, your colleague Jack Schaefer pokes a little fun at you at Slate and the rest of us for talking so much about Thompson. Why are we talking so much about him? He hasn't even said he's running.
Jack Schaefer pokes fun at us all the time. because we love, tumult and change in political horse race coverage, and that's what's happening here. Also, Republicans have been upset and unhappy, so there's a real reason to cover Thompson, because a lot of those who've been upset with the current crop, there are 10 of them, by the way. Thompson will make it 11 Republicans running for president. They're upset with the current crop, and they see him as a savior, and so it is a legitimate story in addition to our affection for it in terms of the horse race.
Well, let's talk about the other side of the horse race, the Democratic presidential debate. The next one is this Sunday in New Hampshire. And what should we expect there?
Well, it was pretty everybody was very nice to each other in the first Democratic debate. And perhaps there might be a little more conflict in this one as the candidates try to define themselves against the other two. We might look particularly John Edwards and Barack Obama going at each other on health care in particular. So maybe we'll see a few tiny sparks.
And hopefully some quips from Mike Gravel.
Well, that's right. That's right. He's he certainly provides us all with lots of entertainment, and frankly, you know, spices up some of the competition among the front runners too with some of his comments.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for Slate.com. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.